Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Two Random Sheets World Famous Podcast. On this week's episode, we are
a spanner in the works, not mini spanner, a traditional old school spanner.
Spanner in the works, volume 2.
Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch.
Is it volume 2? That's our new thing, June. Well, I bet it's been going about 3 weeks now. It's the first time.
In the summertime, when the weather is fine, you can touch the sky and touch the sky. In the weather is fine. You got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go up and hear me. Right, spanner in the world.
Hold on, I want to say first.
I've got loads to say.
Check us out on YouTube. We do a weekly vlog.
Yeah, there's a vlog. Five weeks in.
Is it? I remember two of them.
Five or six.
I can't remember the first two. How many
we have a weekly vlog goes up whenever Adam can edit it and whenever we remember the memory card to transfer the files from our phones to the computer. So check out our vlog via our Twitter page, Facebook, YouTube. YouTube us.
YouTube.
I've got so much to say.
It's gone.
Right, firstly, Spanner is an Adam Spanner.
He does a proper spanner.
Most of the spanners. I had a spanner. I didn't tell him what it was because if you don't know the rules of spanner in the works. One of us comes up as a subject, the other, and we don't know what it's going to be about. There's no preparation, zero, nothing. I came up with a spanner about 3 weeks ago, told Adam that I had a spanner. A few days ago, we was talking about recording, and he said, I've got a spanner as well. Let's do mine and put your one in the mini spanner bag. And you don't even know what the fuck it is.
Because
I am furious, because my spanners are shit. This is number 5, I think it is. I've done one, and you hated it. I don't even remember what it was.
Like this one... For loyal fans, you know, like the proper, like, bird-watching fans.
Like Joshua from M&H.
You know, like train-spotting fans? Like, yeah. You know, with the goggles, train spotters. This one they listen to and they're going to go, Shazam! That's a real spanner.
So if I'd said mine, they'd go, Val's done one. It's like Meg in Family Guy. It's an episode about Meg. No one's going to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's, Val's got a spanner. Let's wait till next week.
Yeah. Do you want me to just tell you? Shall I tell you the
spanner? Before you tell it, I will tell us the spanner and then I have some things to say. What is the subject to the spanner? Hurry up.
I ain't got a name for it.
No.
What's
the theme? No, I'm waiting to listen to you.
But I ain't got a name for it, but I've named it.
Go on.
Cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah. What, so it's about robots?
No.
What is it then?
That's just what I named it, because I can't think what it is. This is called.
What is it?
Silicon Chip. That's all I'm going to leave you with. Play the theme tune.
You've played the theme tune 10 minutes ago. Silicon Chips.
So
we've got to sit here for half an hour.
Easily.
And talk about silicon chips.
Right, you can...
I don't know what a silicon chip is.
I'm going to explain it. I've made the silicon chip thing up. That was as well. But you can change... You can start to change things on your body. It's coming. It's going to come.
Change things on your body?
Yeah. It's going to happen. I reckon in our lifetime.
We can get a long helmet.
You can eyeball out, new eyeball in. But an advanced one, so you're...
It's like the Bionic Man.
See through. So it's like what you would change, what parts...
So it's like plastic surgery, but with robot parts.
Yeah, it's like computerized. Like, you know, like...
Why would you do that?
What, if you could have one eye that can see for 9 miles?
Why? What do I go in there? It's not wrong with my eyes.
If you can have, like...
Hang on, where's my glasses?
An elbow. Like, it's like all technology stuff. So you could walk down the street instead of just thinking to yourself, or you're watching a film, I've seen that bloke insane. What was that? Your brain's programmed into saying...
You can get a new brain.
It might have just be...
Or because you've got a new eye.
A little chip in the brain.
Your brain's going to recognise William H. Macy in a film.
Yeah, it's going to... And in your head, you're going to be watching like...
Where do I get William H. Macy from?
I don't know. With a third eye.
He's one of them faces where you... Oh!
That's never happened.
No, because we could do that again.
Oh, that's my fault because I didn't...
That ain't your fault, is it? It's both. We've got to try and recreate that. It's still recording!
Is it?
You can't even check it back. Look, it's on 4 minutes.
Is the light on?
Yeah, it's come back on now.
So what was that then?
I don't know, just a little glitch.
Battery is low, innit? Well, we don't know what happened there, but we're back in the studio, so would you advance?
You've got some editing to do now, so between 3 and 4 minutes, I might go topless.
Play the theme tune. Do you want to... Right, let's talk about the old... Let's get this spanner out of the way, because it's only going to be a 5 minute.
Well, why didn't it go in mini then?
Because it's too good.
So you're talking about... I mean, I see...
Upgrade.
Right.
This episode's upgrade. Called Upgrade, or Upgrade.
This episode's called Spanner in the Works.
It's called Simple. Spanner in the Works, volume...
You know what I'm thinking? Upgrade. Now, you've given us a brief description. I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm going down the wrong lines, right? Yep. And you have to bear with me.
Yep.
Jaime Lannister, when he gets his hand cut off in Game of Thrones...
Yep.
Spoiler! He gets a metal hand.
Yep.
So you're talking, say, from the early days of this cyborgy silicon chip stuff, someone has an accident, loses arm, they can go, here, you can be part of this new technology, we got you a new arm. Would it be for, people who have had accidents?
No, that's prosthetic.
Prosthetic, limbs, yeah. So what's the difference?
No, this is upgrades.
So upgrading your body?
Yeah.
So what would you
upgrade?
But
it's not like getting your Elmo cut off and having a bigger one, because you can probably have that done now with some bit of silicon.
Yeah.
This is technology.
So it's just your eyes so far?
Brain.
Why are you going to change your... You can't
memory?
Change your brain?
You can have like...
I don't want to change my memory.
Better memory.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a better one. But you can train your brain to have a better memory.
Just so you can see 6 miles. You can see round corners.
You can get a mirror for that.
You know, like on RoboCop and Terminator, when they got all boxes moving. You know, like Google Maps, you're going, how do I walk down there? Your brain's already got a map, and you're seeing in your third eye the route. You're getting news updates in your head.
I've got a phone for that.
But you ain't need a phone no more. Phone's gone. Phone's old school.
What do you do? Talk to your hand. Isn't there a new thing now already where you can talk to your wrist?
Hello?
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Technological.
When you had this light bulb moment, we were standing together at work having tonk at the back, and you went, oh God, I've just got a spanner. And we was talking about going on a diet. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a good spanner. This is going to be fucking... Oh, we're going to talk about how to make a salad.
Talking of diets, have you seen that new tablet for dieting?
Oh, the thing that blows up a little balloon. $3,000, isn't it, or something? Was it you telling me about it?
Yeah, you put a balloon in your...
Nah, I don't trust that. It does something in your tummy.
Because I was thinking about it. What happens if you do like a little roll around on the floor?
It pops.
It's just going to be... You're going to feel it rolling around,
isn't
it?
It's not right.
It holds a litre of water.
You shouldn't mess with nature. And that comes back to what you're saying. You don't mess with nature, mate, because you never get good results. Ever. I'm not talking about cosmetic surgery and prosthetic stuff and all that, because that's advancement and that's surgical enhancement. That's making yourself feel better about yourself if you have new teeth, new lils, anything like that. That's not messing... It is messing with nature, but not in a way that is sort of going to change anything. But having a new eyeball that can see 9 miles, your eyeball ain't meant to see 9 miles. What's wrong? If someone went blind in one eye, I could understand it.
Why don't you need to see 9 miles then?
No, you just go blind in one eye. Here, we've got a new eyeball. Put that in, and I can understand.
And it's got upgrades on you, like everything you can upgrade in your brain. So you ain't just got memory, you've got...
But you shouldn't mess with your brain, mate. That's dodge.
It's going to be coming. You know, like Matrix.
Where have you found this at?
In the back of the neck. I was watching...
The Matrix, by
the way. No, not Matrix. What's that other film with that woman you like? Charlotte Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Oh, the one. Oh, yeah, I know the one. I can't remember. It's Ghost in the Hole or
something. Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell.
I was watching that, and there's a bloke in it, and he loses his eyes. No spoiler if you ain't seen it. And they give him some new eyes. He does everything with them.
Oh. So you got the idea from that?
It might have been the back burner.
Talking of films, I have a film review.
Here we go.
I haven't told you.
1960s film review.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I know.
I've heard that shit.
We're up with the current trends and the times. We're reviewing Suicide Squad about 18 months after it's come out.
I haven't watched it yet because I've heard it's shit.
I'm doing a review, and it's for you. It's for our listeners that haven't heard it, and to email in whether they agree or disagree with what my summarisation of Suicide Squad
is. I'm dying to know what this is.
Right, Suicide Squad, I would say, it's all right. It's got good bits. Joker, Harley Quinn, fantastic.
How about Will?
Will just seems to be trying too hard to be the hero bad guy. I weren't impressed with Will.
Well, because they're a group of bad guys.
The baddie is a no-no. The potential...
The Joker?
The potential for the evil spirit they're fighting was fantastic at the start. Cara Delevingne is a witch, but she's also a woman, and they change it. She changes instantly like that.
All right.
But for some reason, the woman who gets all the baddies, the Suicide Squad together, has got this witch's heart in a box, and she starts stabbing it, and the witch goes nuts and turns into the witch constantly, and she's got a brother who turns into this big thing with long arms, and it's the worst villain ever, and it ruins the film. The film has got so much potential.
Why is it the worst villain ever?
It's just crap. It's a crap villain. But the film, to be fair, the film's all right. Put aside the villain, Will Smith is all right, but I weren't sold by him. But all the characters are good. There's a crocodile man, he's brilliant. He don't say a lot, he just laughs and dives in the water. Everyone went on about Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. She has got the boobs, the bum, the legs, the body, the face, the acting skills, and the character, and she nails it 110%. The Joker bloke is excellent as well. He's not in it enough, and they need to have a film together on their own. That is a fact, that they need to have a film together. Because they're the best things about it. The other plus point, the soundtrack. The soundtrack from the opening song, which is Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From that moment, the soundtrack all the way through it is perfect. It is absolutely
so
brilliant.
What did it need? A bit of story tweaking.
It needed a better villain and more use of this Cara Delevingne character. It weren't Cara Delevingne's fault for being a shit actress, because she was alright, but the character was just, it just went off in a way that I was sitting there thinking, oh, that's a bit odd. I didn't see the point. But it weren't bad. I'd give it about 5 out of 10. I'd say watch it for her performance alone. Margot Robbie's.
Who?
Harley Quinn.
She's Margot Robbie's.
Wolf of Wall Street. It's that woman, isn't it? I was trying to remember her name a few weeks back. And I looked at Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie. She's in Wolf of Wall Street, woman in that.
Yeah.
And I don't know where she is.
But if you had that silicon chip in your brain, you'd go, yeah, she's in all this. EastEnders episode
4. So I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
Oh.
I know we're up to date with all. We should really be reviewing the latest Planet of the Apes film, which is out about now. And well done to the Tories or the Labour Party for winning the election, because this episode will be going out after the election.
We don't do political.
No, we did with Donald Trump. We said, well done, Donald, and well done, Hillary, because we've recorded before. And we're doing the same. We have an election in this country very soon, so well done to the Tories or Labour, whoever gets in. We're not being political. No, I'm saying congratulations. We have a new government.
No, we don't.
Well, it might not be.
There's no way we do.
No, if it is a new government, I'll be on the floor. I'll be stunned.
I'm calling this episode Labour. Because it ain't seeing power.
Right, so let me get back to your theory on improving
my
brain.
No, it ain't theory. I'm just saying, this is coming.
No, you've seen it in a film with Scarlett Johansson.
This is coming.
How many name drops we done in? Do you remember we used to do Celebrity Name Drop? It's Justin Bieber. He just walked in the room. We used to do Celebrity Name Drop. I've got a brilliant recipe coming up.
Do you remember when we did an episode last year when we were sitting in the room really hot? I'm almost at that
this
level.
This is not quite.
But it's close.
Listen back about 30 episodes, listeners. No, it'd be about 50. 50 episodes back,
that was
we were
work.
Melting.
What did we call it? Wet nuts or something?
Oh,
it's cool because we used to name them funny then.
Now we're sensible and name them.
I bet it was called something like...
Wet boots.
No, because that was when you went walking and treading a puddle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I tread in a puddle?
Yeah.
I don't remember our episodes. We have sensible names now.
God.
What else can I advance apart from my eyeball and my brain then? Is that it?
Yeah.
So what about my body
you
getting
change
slimmer
your,
and...
You could change your... No, because that can be done already. You can change your speech.
Why would I want to change it? I don't like my voice. For a podcast, so I've got a shit voice. Listeners, is my voice better like this? Like this? Or like this? What's my best voice? I don't like the sound of my own voice.
No, no one does really, do they?
Do they? Do they?
No, if you watch everyone and they look, send me this voicemail, you play it. If the person's there who's playing it, they'll be like...
Yeah, I don't like it if people play our podcast or
our
vlog, new vlog, when we're in the room.
No, I don't like it.
I like listening back on my own. Headphones in.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So I can do a critique.
I'm fine watching it on my own.
Listeners, I have a little bit of news in the fact that...
Here we go!
A few days ago, Adam was told by my good self that he was going to be receiving a written warning.
Why, for what?
I can't remember why I was going to be giving him the written warning, but I know he was being an arse.
Okay,
and
so
horrible
sorry,
to
was
me.
It... You was being horrible to me.
Why? This is about a week ago. You was being horrible to me, and I said, you're getting a fucking written warning
what
next
did I
time
do?
We record. But...
You've attracted it, because you can't remember.
No. It has been retracted.
No.
It has been retracted, not because I can't remember. If I could remember, I'd just tell it. It's been retracted because for about the last week, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, two random sheets is a 50-50 venture. For about the last week... It has been about a 90-10 venture in Adam's favour.
To me?
In all the work you've done with our theme tune man, with all the different stuff you've been doing with a vlog, all the shit you've had to bring in tonight.
I've only sent him a couple of emails, boy.
You have done all the ideas, the cyborg idea with a bionic eye,
it's
and this, that and the other. The written warning is retracted on grounds of you've won the brand new Two Random Sheets Employee of the Month award. So I'd like to congratulate you.
Jeez,
very well done.
Oh, your hand's sweaty.
Yours is?
I smell like puss.
Why are you smelling?
I smell like puss. I've got lond.
I'm really up. So, new employee of the month. Tune in next month for the next employee of the month to see who wins it in our vast majority of fans.
Apparently, no, employee of the month, you can't have the suit to the same one 2 months running.
We're in the shit. I had a good deed of the day the other day.
Good.
I like doing.
I'm not calling this episode Spanner, by the way. I'm just going
to
call
this. This is a Spanner. We come back to the bionic eye.
No, I'm done with it. I've got nothing else to say about it.
Well, I've asked you, what else can I have apart from an eye?
I flopped.
That could have gone in a mini Spanner.
Yeah, easy.
We need to quit.
I think I was just being an arsehole. about the spanner.
This is probably at the time you got the written warning. Threw mine out the window.
What's yours? Because I bet it's
brilliant. I'm not telling you.
I bet it's brilliant.
I'm not telling you because you're going to take the piss.
Do you remember once we'd done one and it was about being invisible? It went on for 40 minutes. We didn't speak about anything else.
I know, but we've got too many things.
I'm just
going
to call this something else. We're thinking something to call
this. In the summertime when the
if
weather
this episode
is...
episode called
Employment You can call it Spanner in the Works, not quite.
Spanner in the Works, final episode, been cancelled.
Not
I think,
quite.
I think this is the final spanner.
I like doing random acts of kindness when and where I can.
Go on, son.
Not to family and friends, because it doesn't really count. As much as you've still got to be kind to your family and friends.
Yeah, if you pick someone up from the bus stop, it's not really an act of kindness to friend or family, does it?
Exactly. I'm talking random person you've never met, helping them out in some way or another because you've come across them in a state of something, or you've seen someone drop their purse and you go and give it to them. These sorts of things, and I like doing that. I'm always, when I'm out and about, I'm always looking to see.
So you're scanning for...
Oh yeah, I'm always, if I'm out, I don't go out anywhere, do I? But if I go to the shops, things like that, if I'm out and about, I was in a town centre the other day, all the way out, I was looking for anyone needs help across the road, someone struggling with a bag. I always will look out for that and offer me help. The other day I was in Sainsbury's.
Is it?
So we was, I was at the
date?
No, this is last night.
Oh.
I was in Sainsbury's last night. And
scanning for someone that needed
help? No, I wasn't scanning. I'd been round the shop and I was paying my bill, and the guy was about to leave. He was going on his coffee break. And
hey, he had who was going on a
coffee? The till man. The man on the till. It was a woman, another staff member waiting. And she said, "Is everything really right?" He said, "Yeah, the only thing is that woman over there, she's been there for 5 minutes. There's a woman standing like 4 foot away from us by the window of the shop."
Yeah.
He said, "She looks a little bit distressed. I don't quite know what's gone on. I think she might have lost her car keys or something." So the woman looks over. So she said, "Excuse me, are you all right?" Now, the woman who's in a bit of a state, she's not obviously in a state, because I looked over. She wasn't crying or anything, but you could see her sort of a little bit frustrated and a bit unsure. She's got a nipmo about 2 years old, 3 years old, in the trolley sitting there. Bit of a sad face.
Oh, so old's a woman, not old?
30-odd, something like that.
I was thinking you were thinking so like she, 90-odd.
So he's gone, "Are you all right?" And she said... At the minute in Sainsbury's, they're giving away these little Lego cards and little Lego things. Little boy has lost the head off his little new Lego man she's bought him. The head, he's pulled it apart and he's dropped it. And this is one of the biggest Sainsbury's in Europe.
Yeah.
And the little Lego man head has gone. I found it. 12 seconds flat. Oosh! She was over the moon, the boy. I just said, "Right, let's have a look." I said, "Because I've got Lego at home. And what is it he's lost? What part?" She said, "It's an head." Thought, right, well, that's going to... You know straight away what you're looking for then, don't you? I need to find a yellow blob, because it could have rolled anywhere. Have you seen them Lego things bounce?
Yeah.
You launch one in here, mate. It's going 3 streets down.
Of course it is.
So I thought to myself, right, let's just look around. I've done, like, in my head, I've done, like, a big circle around the area where we were. Looked to the next till. Looked in the groove between the two next tills. There it is, on the floor, right by the seat of the other cashier.
No!
I was like, "Hey!" Like that. Gave it to her. She went, "Oh, my God, that's so brilliant. Say thank you, James," or whatever the kids
are. Did you get a phone number?
Oh, she was tidy.
Was she?
She's right. I didn't really pay attention. I was like, no, he didn't want to speak. He was happy, the boy, but he didn't want to say. He was too shy, and she was relieved and everything. And I thought, this is where I don't want to milk it. I walked off. I was like just a cowboy in the desert, just walking off like that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stranger.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And so everyone, when they get home, all the till staff are like, "Oh, there's a really nice man in Cambridge today. I don't want no thanks there and in. They just talk about me." I should have given them a little two random sheets card or something.
Of course, they was in the canteen after that having their coffee, and I was like, "He found. How did he find that?
How did he find
and
that?"
You know,
so
they said, "Cyborg guy."
You know what else? Didn't have glasses.
How did you? Them glasses, and then just retention.
No, because it was a long way away. I'm looking for a little yellow head. You know what a Lego man's head looks like, don't it, the boy?
They all look the same. I was looking for just a different smile.
Yeah, well, yeah, some of them got moustaches, and some of them now, they've got an head on one side, that's happy, and a sad face on the other side, and you can turn it round to suit their mood.
You put a little hat on, and it just is one face.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Some of them got cyborg eye.
Yeah, they can
stay. One of them's got cyborg eye. Why am I doing that? I'm covering my eye. Cyborg. Don't you remember the 6 minute, you're too young. $6 million man, it used to go like that.
What, used to shoot
the TV show?
Yeah, I've heard
$6 million man, Lee Majors. And when he used to do that, he used to make this like noise of metal. He used to go...
What did he do that for?
And it meant he could zoom in, and then the camera would zoom into his eye. He's like robot eye, and it would be going...
Was it?
And then you'd see that he can see 6 miles away and round the corner, there's a man coming with a gun.
Why would it make a noise?
So you knew he was using the eye. Rather than... Oh, he's putting a funny face. Yeah, he's going like... Why is he doing that? Oh, he's going to use the eye. And then he'd have the other thing, he'd have a little flap on his arm. He's open that little computer.
So what else did... Because this links in with this episode behind the spanner. But
this is a spanner.
But what else did he have? A $6 million man.
He could run really fast. He used to say... when he used to run, because he had an accident. He was an astronaut. Oh, right. And he had an accident coming back down to
Earth. Did they make a film with this? Because I just watched the movie.
They might have done like a TV show, a TV film.
Oh, they ain't done a...
Did they make a film with this? Because I've just watched the movie.
No, I'll just watch the movie.
Oh, no, I don't think there's a film. They've never made it into a modern day film because it was like a 70s American TV show. Like, right. It was out when like Wonder Woman and all that was out.
And like a Thunderhawk. What's the...
It's going in frame, isn't it?
No, but the helicopter.
Airwolf. Yeah, it was just sort of, it was a precursor to all them. Because in the 70s, you had like Wonder Woman, which went for about two series or three series. There was a $6 Million Man. There was even a short-lived Captain America one. There was a Spider-Man TV show. There was all only 18, one or two series. A-Team and Airwolf, Batman. And all that came afterwards. Batman is still the best now.
It was like Black Mask.
Burt Ward or whatever
Chalk.
His name. Burt Ward.
It was like Chalk, weren't it?
The cow. Where the cow went. His helmet.
On Batman,
yeah,
when he had like the mask on,
yeah, the cow,
it made out of paper,
yeah,
it had like it was like what's it called, chalk
marks, on
yeah,
chalk dust.
They would whack him and they'd go pow.
$6 Million Man when he used to run because he used to have this red suit on when they built him up. It used to tell at the start of every episode you'd see him operating on his arm and his eye and his legs.
So what did he have advanced then? He had eye
eyeball.
So what did
see.
The arm do?
Punch arm had a little computer, I think. I think it was quite strong. And when he ran, they used to just speed the background thing up. So it looked like he was going, he'd be running probably like that. And the background was going,
like
and
the
they
flash.
Speed it up a little bit. Oh, yeah, right. He made the flash look slow.
Did he?
No.
What else could he do then apart from them three things?
That's all I can remember. No. It was a lot. I was about six.
Do you remember that? What's that one on the bike?
The bike?
You know, there's Space Hawk. Was it Airhawk?
Airwolf.
What was, there was,
well, there was a bike, yeah, there was, wasn't there?
There was a bike.
Yeah, probably lasted for about four episodes.
There was like Night Rider, which was the main
not
one.
Team Wolf.
There was a bike,
yeah,
weren't there?
There was definitely
like
a
Night
bike,
Hawk
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, it was, yeah, Hawk Rider or something.
Hawk Rider, is it something like that?
Night Rider. I've got a recipe as well.
It's recipe of the week.
I haven't got a poem this week.
Go on.
But I've got a recipe for a cake.
Oh.
Right.
I'm starving. Have you got
anything? Oh, just if anyone's interested. Oh, yeah, you've got a present for being employee of the month. Something different.
Is it Mr. Kipling's Cherry Bakewell?
We ain't had these in the studio before,
have we? He's
going for a cake, the boy.
Do you eat the cherry on this? I don't like it.
I'll just put it in whole.
Oh, what do you put everything in whole for?
Huh?
I eat round the outside and then just lick the icing.
No, you don't.
So, what's the recipe of the week?
Right, recipe of the week is for cake.
Oh, I love old Cherry Bakewell.
Just if anyone's interested. Chocolate update, which I gave, stopped eating bars of chocolate back in March. We're now in June, maybe July, depending on when the episode goes out. At this point of recording, still haven't had
really
a bar of chocolate. Still haven't had any.
You never might as well never had one again.
Mm?
You don't even want one, do you?
Yeah, I want a cake.
Right, so what's the recipe of the week while I'm eating my
delicious
cherry bakewell?
It's for a cake.
It's an official Kipling as well, it's not a...
It's none of your two bob ones. Recipe of the week is for a cake.
Oh.
Get some eggs, some flour, some sugar... Mix it all up, couple of tins, put it in the oven, cake.
Huh?
That's a cake.
Huh?
Eggs, flour, sugar, bit of baking powder, mix it all up, put it in the tin, put it in the oven, bake it.
You said this recipe of the week?
Yeah, cake.
What cake's that?
Cake, just a cake.
Don't think it's a sponge?
Sponge, yeah. Yeah, you could make it to one big one, or you could put it in two little tins, two round tins. I don't know how many eggs and flour and all that, I think you double them. Oh, margarine, I didn't say eggs, flour, sugar, marge. I forgot the margarine. I've ruined my own recipe.
What quantity of
eggs? I think it's like you double the amount of flour to marge.
God, you've complicated.
The marge and the sugar are the same, and the flour's double. Sure it is.
Oh.
A few eggs.
I've got recipe of the week as well.
Go on. Get some bread, get some butter, spread it on.
Put sandwich. Bacon in the middle. Bacon sandwich.
Watch our vlog for some of Adam's brilliant recipes.
I've got one coming up next week. But it would have been 4 weeks ago.
I'm gonna carry on the recent theme of horror files.
I'm really hot.
It's really minging in here. Horror files, if you've been listening over the last few weeks, we are still following. We got 5 likes on our picture on Instagram.
What picture did you put up? I didn't see it. My phone's not beeped all day. It's a new one.
Oh, I've lost it.
Hey.
One from the vaults. One from the vaults.
Why didn't that ping up on my phone?
I don't know, I haven't been with you all day. I've only seen you 20 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Let's have a look. Here it is, the boy.
Right.
Silence, please, while we scare the audience.
Silence in the room. I'll pop outside for donk.
I woke up one morning to the sound of my mother singing. I then realised she was singing the same song that was played at her funeral.
Ah!
We'll do one more of them.
Don't like that.
When I was a child, I enjoyed the conversations I had with my dolls. Now, as an adult, I can't get them to stop talking. That's good, that horror files. I love horror files.
Both of them are good.
There will be some more of them next week. In next week's episode.
In the summertime, when the river is gone for a dance. You know what's, you know what the problem is?
In the river is fine. You got women on your mind.
You know what the problem is?
Have a drink, have a drive, blow up a deal what you can find.
You know what the problem is?
There's a 1950s throwback. Sorry.
Your bunkers. The problem is this week's
spanner.
No, this week's whole recording.
We've been thrown out of kilter. We are meant to be recording 3 episodes tonight. The 3rd episode is not going to be recorded because our guest, we had another guest lined up, has had to cancel at the
but
last
even
minute.
The theme song, that weren't in the plan till yesterday.
Sing the theme tune. Write the theme tune.
The 10-minute episode we did 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, if you've listened 4 weeks ago,
No, but that's been chucked in as well, so that's thrown us off a bit.
We are off kilter. We haven't... But the spanner,
you know,
was a good spanner.
On our knees, volume 2.
No, it isn't. Yeah. This is a spanner in the works, volume 5.
Boot.
What?
It's a boot with a flail in it.
So?
Why
are you making me look away?
No, there's a boot. Literally, from the corner room, there's a boot with a flower in it.
No, there is, so.
I just went boot. Even on a throw saying that you had.
I have some jokes as well.
He's a 1950s joke.
I had a look on Twitter earlier. Not Twitter. On WhatsApp. At starred messages. Anything, one of them says chicken pizza, but did I do that the other week?
You've done the chicken pizza. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
Bit of cheese
butterfly.
On top. Butterfly, that's it. That one's done. You can delete that little starred message.
I used to fly United. I never will again. They beat you till you're senseless and chuck you off the plane.
Oh, I think there was a thing. Didn't they give
again,
like a...
We're up with the trends.
It was like a doctor word. He got a kick in, didn't he, boy?
I ate 4 cans of alphabet soup yesterday. Then I had probably the biggest vowel movement ever.
No, that's not that clever. Anyway, let's wrap
my
this
friend,
up.
My friend said, this is relevant, my friend said he didn't understand cloning. I said, that makes 2 of us.
It's just the 2 of us.
You and I. You and I, just the 2 of us. We can make it if we try.
Join us next week.
This has been a very good spanner in the works.
I need some fresh air. Join us next week for another episode of this 2 randoms. We'll be on fire next week in about 10 minutes. I'll have a bit of fresh air.
In half an hour, we've been having a guest in.
Ned's keeps sticking to leg.
Sticking to leg. It's really minging. I'm going to go for a quick shower. Now I'm going for a wee. I'll see you in 3.
That's Keith Lemon, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going for a poo. I'll see you in 2. I'm not going for any.
I like when he goes like, see you in 3. I'm going for shit.
I'm going for shit. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening to this spanner. If you've got any ideas about how to improve your brain...
Yeah.
Or eyeballs, or
I did
anything
want to,
like
I
that.
Did want to until we started this episode. Now I don't want to. It's an headache, isn't it?
Well, you get an headache if you had a new brain. You said you wanted to come in at the back or something. You were like alien head. You'd have an head like an alien.
No, because this brings us full circle to something I just thought about.
Go on.
Do you remember when I said aliens that have been seen and have got this big head and all that?
Yeah.
It's us in the future travelling
back
in time.
Maybe
it all links up.
It goes to the first... That wasn't at the first ever spanner.
Might have been.
The first ever spanner links in brilliantly with the last ever spanner.
Yeah. So that bit on the head is all the technology stuff.
Yeah, that's we got big heads. Oh, no, I was thinking of Alien, the creature in the film. Aliens, you know, where they've got them big long heads.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it? The little mouth comes out the mouth, and then another little
mouth.
Yeah,
have you seen
out.
How big their heads are? It's like it's own postcode.
Why is there so many mouths?
Zip code if you're American.
Why is there so many mouths inside a mouth?
I don't know, there's a bit comes out, and then a bit comes out, and then that opens, and something comes out, doesn't
have
it?
You seen when he has sex, the boy?
What, an
it
alien?
Comes out a little bit Elmo.
No, there isn't.
Inside that
what,
Elmo.
What, Elmo in Elmo?
It comes
no,
out.
There isn't.
Yeah,
when does an alien have sex? In what film?
They have to at some stage. They have to, mate.
Yeah, but it's not in any of the Ridley Scott films.
Yeah, but it's in urban myth.
Oh, you're such an idiot.
It comes out like that. It comes out like that. Elmo in Elmo.
Of
maths in maths in math.
Oh, yeah. They can't have sex. It's
do you know them aliens and they do all the ones with a big head and that?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they're like ever sitting there going, oh, bored today, you?
What, the ones in Sigourney Weaver's film?
Yeah.
No, they're not bored. They're too busy killing people.
There's two of them sitting there. But when they ain't killing people and there's no one visiting
no,
the planet...
No, they go look for one of them predators.
What, they do just sit there?
They go and look for one of them predators.
Yeah, but about if there's no predators around either?
No, there's always someone.
Do you reckon they just ever relax and watch telly?
Probably. They probably watch Alien. So they ain't got a big head. Isn't it? Right, thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast episode.
All I'm thinking about is Alien Elmo and Elmo and Elmo.
I'm thinking about cyborgs. I want a new eye.
I'm thinking about my aunt smells puss.
Sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe two random sheets. They live their lives on the road, just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to wipe two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.